Last Friday, we asked you to send us your suggestions for what to name a new D.C. baseball team. Some of you took to the task very earnestly, like John Brockman of Fredericksburg, Virginia.
The Nationals. I mean, it's got to be the Nationals. The National League, it's the national pastime, it's the nation's capital.
Others took a bit more creative license, such as Rembert Block of New York City.
I think the baseball team should be named the Washington Martians, because it's forward-looking, it's thinking big, it's something out of this stratosphere.
Of course, this is Washington, and it's no surprise that many of you used the opportunity to express distaste for some aspects of our nation's capital, such as this from Lucy Lehrer of Eugene, Oregon.
I'd like to suggest the name The Lobbyists, because then the baseball team can say, we own this league. And when people say, hey, did you bribe that umpire? They can say, yeah, we sure did, thanks.
Other suggestions included the Fat Cats, the Duplicitors, the Loopholes, and the Good Old Boys.
There were some rosier views of Washington, including this suggestion from Chris Zuniga of McKinney, Texas.
When I heard the Washington blank, I thought Washington Generals. It just makes sense to me because I always think of General George Washington when I hear Washington. Maybe it's because I'm an outsider.
One popular suggestion harkens back to the early and mid-20th century. Ed Myman of Washington, D.C. says way back when, there used to be a successful alternative to the lackluster Washington Senators.
I and a bunch of other people are trying to get the Washington baseball team named after the Negro League team that used to play here and actually won games. That name would be the Grays.
Well, we decided to road test a few of these names, so we brought in a real-life sports announcer. He's Wes Johnson, voice of the Washington Capitals hockey team. We ran a few of your suggestions by him, such as this economic-minded one from Margot Chase in Kenton, Ohio.
My name for the Washington baseball team is Capitalist. And the reason is because who would want to defeat a good capitalist?
Here are your nation's capitalists!
Okay, moving along, a name highly recommended by listeners was the Washington Filibusters. Wes Johnson thought that one offered never-ending opportunities for a sports announcer.
Here are your Washington Filibusters, who are now taking the field. Out at first base, we have a little passing and warming up going on.
Well, you get the idea.
Okay. Or you could just call the team the Washington Politics.
It's time to play some politics!
And if you're wondering whether the people involved in the presidential campaign are paying attention,
here are your Washington 527s!
I'm George Bush, and I approve this team.
Finally, the name most recommended by listeners was the Washington Monuments. For Johnson, that means a more majestic delivery. Let's cue the crowd.
And now, coming to the field, your Washington Monuments. Monuments!
Depending upon your mood.
Well, we'll see where the mood takes this team, as yet unnamed. Martians or Monuments, diehard Washington baseball fans will be hoping to reverse their own old-time curse, first in war, first in peace, and perhaps someday, first in the National League East.